Sit back, relax, and crack a limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New, featuring the words of wisdom of some of our Origin legends like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer, and Menzies. Now here's another legend, MG on the Rush Hour.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to sit here every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And if you didn't get your fill of Aussie sport over the weekend, MG, you are not doing it properly.
What a weekend of sport, in more ways than one. I love Mondays. I just love coming into the studio on Mondays because there's so, so much to get through. Origin teams have been named. We'll speak to Ryan James a little bit later in the show.
One of the new inclusions for the New South Wales extended 20-man squad. I've dead set got a sore neck from the pub on Saturday night. It was Wallabies, Socceroos, cricket.
How good.
Flicking over a look at the AFL. I've got to be honest, the Sharkies-Broncos game didn't get much of my attention because there was so much going on.
Yeah, I must confess I was doing the same, but mainly with the Australians v the French and the Broncos and... Broncos and Sharks was a very good game, but look, there's so much to get through in today's show. We're going to have a little talk about the Ponga situation. Ooh. Ponga's in!
You've got Ponga figured out, you reckon?
I haven't got him figured out. No one's got him figured out.
No. I mean where he's going to fit in this Queensland
side.
Well,
I've got an idea.
Okay.
If Billy Slater plays or he doesn't play, that's the $64,000 question.
$64,000?
Yeah. What's it usually? $64 million, is it? Well, it's just 64.
I don't know. MG's slip-up continues. That was not it. MG's slip-up continues. If you hear MG make a factually incorrect statement on the show this evening, call 1-3-5-3 and you can win you and a mate tickets to get along to Origin Game 2 this Sunday at ANZ Stadium to jump in with the Blatchies Blues. It's going to be a lot of fun. The countdown is on to a State of Origin, MG, and that's what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this week. There's only a week to go. Like I think I like the 10-day turnaround, so amps up a little bit more. But anyway.
Well, let's just cram it in.
Yeah.
Triple M is your station of origin. Let's be the show of origin.
You know what? You wouldn't read about it.
I see what you've done there.
Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil. Read about it.
Yeah.
Thrash out with MG, Cities 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Cities 104.9 Triple M.
Trending now.
Yeah, and we're just going to do... We're going to need a new sound effect, MG.
Oh, what's that for?
Well, the World Cup is on.
Yes, sir.
And we are, in fact, going to be speaking with the captain of the Socceroos, Milo Jednak, on tomorrow's show.
Fantastic.
But the big discussion around the World Cup has been...
The streaming. Yes.
The coverage that Optus has provided. And a lot of negativity around it. We get it. It's been disappointing. Big announcement has just come out. SBS... will air all FIFA World Cup games for the next 48 hours following discussions with Optus amid issues with the Optus streaming service. So,
bravo. Sanity's prevailed. Well done.
It's great that the party's been able to sit down, discuss this, hopefully Optus can sort out their issues and resume coverage beyond that 48-hour period. So well done to all involved
Fantastic.
For working through that.
Trending now.
All right, let's get focus back to State of Origin, MG. Over the weekend, it seems like it was one big casualty apiece for the two teams. Regan Campbell-Gillard, that broken jaw means he is gone. And Michael Morgan with that bicep injury means he's out as well. But let's look at New South Wales to start with. Brad Fittler's come out and named a 20-man squad.
Mm-hmm.
Regan Campbell-Gillard obviously out. Ryan James, Matt Prior from the Cronulla Sharks, and Luke Keary from the Sydney Roosters. They're the three blokes that have been included in this 20-man squad.
Yep.
Campbell-Gillard out.
Yeah, I think more so Keary to cover for Jimmy Maloney, who has a little niggling injury, but I don't think he'll be used. Matty Prior or Ryan James. Yeah, I think that's... Look, I think for mine, I think given the Queensland's team's size or lack thereof, I think we can afford to give it to the very best candidate and not necessarily the biggest candidate. And I think the very best candidate is Tarek Sims. Tarek Sims for mine has been playing out of his skin. He can't play any better, to be honest. We spoke to Freddie the night before game one, and this is what Freddie had to say about Tarek Sims.
Tarek Sims being 18th man, you know, I think when you're 18th man, you're most enthusiastic. It's a great gauge. So
wow. Mm. When your 18th man is the most enthusiastic, it's a great gauge. Well, imagine if he played the frigging game. I mean, I won't begrudge Matt Prior. I won't begrudge Ryan James if they play because I think they've both been in sensational form. But when a guy has been doing everything's asked upon him, He was man of the match in the game on the weekend against Manly. He can't do any more. I would put him in. I would start with Vaughan. And I'd put Sim straight on the bench.
Because, okay, well, quickly, we are going to speak to Ryan James in camp in about 25 minutes' time. Will you tell him that? Will you tell him that you think Tarek Sims is the man who should get
course,
his chance?
Of course. Okay. I'd be a bloody hypocrite if I didn't.
Yeah, okay, fair call. We are going to speak to Ryan James later, but explain to me how that works then, because you'd suggest Ryan James is probably at the front of the queue get the spot.
I think he's probably firming as the hours go.
So how do Brandy and Freddie and Joey work around this to get Tarek Sims in, if that's how they went?
Well, they'd put Paul Vaughan straight in the starting lineup. Then as a interchange front row, you'd have Jake Trbojevic. And even at a pinch, you could have Tyson Frizzell playing front row.
Okay.
You'd be okay
with that?
I'd be fine with that, because Queensland's pack, given Dylan Napa turned up today in a moon boot, suggests to me that probably Glasby's going to be in for him. So we can go with a bit of mobility instead of size. We've got some big nuggets in there with Clemmer leading the way. So look, I'd feel for Tarek Sims if he didn't make it, put it that way, because I think he's done everything that even the coach said, that he's so enthusiastic he's asking to be picked.
And especially the culture Freddie developed so quickly in game one, it'd be great to see. All right, well, let's turn our attention to the Queenslanders. The team was named this morning. Only an 18-man team. Obviously, Michael Morgan with that bicep injury goes out. Anthony Milford, not named.
No, I think that's probably the right way to go if you're a Queenslander. I'm going to try and tell them how to pick their team, because at the moment they're going through a bit of a rebirth, you would say, with their three big players here. But Kevvy Walters, this is a bit of him from today.
Yeah, so he spoke today, and this is him talking about, he got asked the question about how Queensland could improve after the game one loss.
Oh, I just mentioned there, Dobbo, certainly our defence. I think that's got to get better. And 12 points isn't going to be enough to win an Origin game. Billy Slater coming into the side, without putting too much pressure on Bill, I think he's going to help everyone, including our halves, our hooker, our forward pack. And defensively, we've got to get better. You know, I think they only had a couple of line breaks through our middle, but you know, we know that Tedesco, we know that Cook, we know that Mitchell, you know, those three are among others, are very dangerous players. We just got to try and limit, like we did in game two of last year's series with Andrew Fifita. He ran through us in game one. We fixed it up in game two. That's got to be the mentality of this year's team as well.
That's a scary observation from Kevvy Walters there.
Wise words. And he knows Origin. He's played that many games. He coached last year. He's coached a couple of series. He knows now what it takes. Origin's so close. It was close in game one, don't forget. Luttrell scored late. Now they've got Billy Slater back, and that worries me about Billy Slater's hamstring at 34. If that pings early, what will they do? Look, let's just say that Slater's playing.
Let's talk about, obviously, Caelan Ponga has been named in the 17. Tim Glasby is set to be 18th man.
Yep.
Cover in case Dylan Napa, who's got a bit of that syndesmosis, high ankle sprain, suffered on the weekend. Billy Slater, let's assume he's fit. How does Ponga fit into this side?
Well, he will come on, and given the scoreline, I suppose, if Queensland are in front, they'll keep him off as long as possible. If Queensland get behind by 6 to 8 to 10 points, he'll be on. He'll be on as soon as they get behind by more than a try. And I think they'll take either a winger or centre off, maybe Chambers or Gagai or Holmes, and put Billy Slater there and put Ponga at fullback.
This is how Kevvy Walters sees Caelan Ponga's role in the side.
Oh, no, I think we've proven in the past with Queensland teams how we can use our utilities in certain ways. The best thing for us is that Caelan's got some ability. Not that other players haven't, but, he's been a standout for Newcastle for them this year, and it's time for him to get his opportunity and show what he can do for Queensland as well, without putting too much pressure on him. You just want a game to go then do what he does for the Knights every week. He's been a great player for them, very consistent, and that's what we need from him from a Queensland point of view.
So let me flip that then, MJ.
Yep.
Billy Slater, you said you're concerned about his hamstring injury.
Mm.
What if he doesn't pull up? What if we get to the 11th hour and Billy Slater is a late withdrawal from this Queensland side?
Okay, if I am Queensland, I keep Ponga on the bench.
You don't put him in the fullback?
Already there's too much expectation from this kid to win the game on his own. This is Origin. I'd put Valentine Holmes fullback if I was Queensland. I'd put Corey Oates on the wing opposite Tommy Turbo, where they had all their dramas in game one. At the moment, it's a bit of a mismatch with Tom Turbo being so tall. Just kick the ball to him. At the minute.
What scares you about Caelan Ponga? Now, obviously, New South Wales goes in there. We're confident. They've won game one. What scares you about Caelan Ponga?
He has a little, not an arrogant disregard for reputations, but he doesn't care who he's playing against. This guy played the Storm on the weekend. He got over 100 and something points on Supercoach. If you play that at home, you know that Caelan Ponga is dead set a must. He just has a go. He doesn't care what jerseys on the other team, what faces in front of him. He is just a competitor. And for mine, given that back line he plays with at Newcastle, given that back line now to Queensland, imagine him with Inglis and Gagai and Chambers and Valentine Holmes all outside of him. Ooh.
Scary.
Scary. It is, because he's just such a good player. He's such a really good player. And I'm glad, because if I was a promoter of this Origin game on Sunday at ANZ Stadium, I'd be asking Queensland to pick Caelan Ponga.
We could talk about Origin all night, but we got to move on. We're going to go to Clubland next. And MG, we've done the maths. We reckon eight teams can probably start planning their Mad Monday.
Look, that's sensational. We've gone through all the draws and some hard ones.
We've done the maths, MG. We pulled out the calculus. Up next on the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's Triple M. We're talking club footy, 1-3-5-3 if you want to get involved.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. And just hitting that big bit of news off the top of the show, that SBS for the next 48 hours will be broadcasting all World Cup games. They've come to an agreement with Optus while Optus sorts out its technical issues there. So, football lovers, tune into SBS for the next 48 hours. That's the best place to watch your World Cup coverage.
But besides the Origin tickets we're giving away today when I make a slip up, we've got another great prize as well, something to do with hockey.
Yeah, the ice hockey. Ice hockey classic, USA taking on Canada. It's coming to Sydney June 30 at Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets are available at Ticket Tech.
I've done this. It's the best experience you'll ever have.
It's a belter. And we're going to talk some Clubland stuff here in the world of NRL. And 1-3-5-3, the best caller is going to score themselves tickets for you and three mates to get along to the Ice Hockey Classic, USA taking on Canada, courtesy of the Rush Hour with MG.
Because we've been doing some mathematics in the breaks.
We have.
And we've had a look at four teams in particular. We had a look at the Sharkies, the Broncos, the Raiders and the Tigers. Everyone's saying that with Mbai and Farah going to the Tigers, that, you know, all of a sudden the sun's going to shine. And same with the Raiders with Hodgson. We've done some calculations and basically worked out that they've got to win at least 7 of their last 10, both teams.
Well, let me ask you this, MG. You've put your text through the Bulldogs already, the Eels and the Cowboys.
Oh, I've got to add Manly.
How many other teams are you prepared to write off?
Well, Manly, for sure.
Yep. Newcastle.
I'm thinking the Knights.
Gold Coast.
Titans. And then there's a question mark with Tigers and Raiders, who are sitting 9th and 10th respectively. Last year, Penrith finished 7th on 30 points. Cowboys finished 8th on 30 points. Dragons finished 9th on 28. Let's just say, for instance, that to make the 8 this year, you get 28 points.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the moment, the Raiders and the Tigers are on 14.
So they need another 7 wins.
They need 7 out of the last 10 games. And I'll tell you, their draws aren't favourable at all. The Raiders' run home is gangster. As is the Tigers' run home.
That's outstanding.
I love that. Raiders, quick one. Raiders play the Broncos away. Dogs at home, you'll say they get that. Cowboys at home, they get that. Sharks away is a question mark. Storm away is a question mark. Penrith away, a question mark. Tigers at home, I'll give them that. Roosters at home, question mark. Souths at home, question mark. Warriors away.
That's tough.
That's a tough draw.
That's a really tough run.
Josh Hodgson on his own can't help that.
And he's almost come back 1 week too late for the Raiders, because they got done by a point last week.
You know what? Last
over
week,
the Panthers.
That could be a heartbreaking thing for the Raiders, that 1 point loss.
And they had, in the first three games of the year, the Raiders lost the first three games by a combined 4 points.
Okay, let's look at the Tigers.
West Tigers. The problem for the West Tigers is, A, they've got a bad for and against.
Yep.
They're net minus 35 on the for and against. And they've just lost Mahe Fanua for the season with a broken arm.
And he creates most of the second phase play and stuff like that.
Silver lining, Moses Mbai's arrived.
Yep.
Potentially Robbie Farah talks about that. The issue for the West Tigers on the run home is that they have to play the top two teams, Dragons and the Bunnies, twice.
Wow.
So out of the last 10 games, they've got a bye, but then they have 4 games against the best two sides in the competition.
So you've got to say, barring a calamity, or unless a team totally capitulates, like maybe the Panthers or Warriors or Storm, who have got a pretty hard draw, the Broncos' draw is pretty favourable, isn't it?
They just set up shop at Suncorp. They play 6 out of the last 10 at Suncorp Stadium.
And play most teams below them on the table. So they've got a favourable draw. So you've got to say that they're 8th at the moment. They're going to make the 8. So Raiders and Tigers, look, one of them teams...
They need to get hot.
If I look at my crystal ball, one of them will go on like a 5-game winning streak. They need to get gangster hot.
Hey, Peter in Homebush, what are your thoughts? Can any team fight their way into this top 8?
No, but I think there's a team that can find their way out of the top eight, and you missed it, MG. The mighty half-year Premier Dragons.
Oh, you know what, Big Pete? I reckon if you didn't have Ben Hunt and James Graham, I would maybe concur, but this is a different team.
Pete.
This is a different team.
Pete, are you a Dragons fan?
I am a Dragons fan, but it's so hard every year. We always seem to have that hope, and as I said, half your premiers are always going to be up the top in July, and then all of a sudden we capitulate. So,
what a classic. Dragons fan, MJ. You and I talked about this before off air. We said that there's still that feeling that the Dragons could fall apart.
Yeah, not with Hunt and Graham in their team. Stay on the line, Pete. You might be the winner of these tickets. Let's go to Jason in Stanhope Gardens. Jace, g'day, brother.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Very well, mate. What's your comment?
Well, look, I'd like to say how proud of Newcastle I am this year and the direction Brown's got the team heading since West Leagues Club got involved and put some money into the club, and you know Newcastle's a very proud region for football,
yeah,
and a breeding ground for rugby league in Australia. So it's good to see them doing well again, and because you know between them and Brisbane, they've got probably the two of the best fan bases in the rugby league.
Oh, look, no doubt, Jase. I think everyone's rooting for Knights as their second or third favourite team because of what they've gone through in the last few years, you know, being at the bottom of the table. And I think there was newfound hope now with Ponga, and Mitchell Pearce was going in great form until his pec injury, and they've got a young forward pack with SASA and the like. But yeah, I think they're going to be probably a couple of years away from being contenders.
Hey, Jace, as a Knights fan, what do you think about that open-ended contract Nathan Brown's just signed, where there's no time frame, it's performance based?
Oh, I think it's a good thing. I think a lot more of the team should be like that. Kalyn Ponga is the best thing for Newcastle since Andrew Dodds. Like, he's the best player that Newcastle.
Oh, that is a great statement. And for that statement, because I didn't think of it, you're going to the ice hockey, Jason.
Oh, congratulations, Jason, for putting your pair on the line and declaring Ponga the best thing since Andrew Johns at the Newcastle Knights. You're off to see USA take on Canada in the ice hockey classic, June 30, Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets at Ticket Tech for all those people that missed out.
What about Pete from Homebush? Can we give him a Stay Random City shirt?
We'll throw Pete from Homebush a Stay Random City t-shirt. MG, we got to move on because there's so much to talk about. We're running out of time, but very quickly. There's a new richest man in rugby league.
$1.7 million a year.
Craig,
thank you very much.
Craig Bellamy sticking around at the Storm on a three-year deal worth a reported $5.1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, what does this mean for Wayne Bennett and the Broncos?
Well, I don't know what it means for them, but I know that he's the column that holds the building up at Melbourne. If Craig Bellamy went away from Melbourne, I think
he's a load-bearing beam.
They'd be in a world of pain, I think. He's the stability, and he's worth every cent. But, mate, I'll tell you what, he's a very underrated player when he played for the Tigers.
Absolutely, you're right. Hey, now, and I had a great afternoon. I want to give a shout-out. There's lots of discussion about suburban grounds and football at suburban grounds, but I had a fantastic afternoon out on the hill at Belmore on Saturday afternoon.
Going for your team,
watching
the Titans.
My mighty Gold Coast Titans. We're going to speak to Ryan James, actually, captain of that team, who was outstanding. And you know what else, just MG? I had a Tui's New or two out there.
Good boy.
And I got the one with your advice on the back of it. Because Tui's New obviously asked all the former Origin players to provide advice for the cans, and I got the Mark Guy can.
There's only one colour in Origin, black and blue.
Those limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New cans are outstanding. And I was
great initiative.
I drank responsibly, but
no, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You'd have had one roll down the hill on a cardboard box.
It's a bit of fun actually to look through all the cans and see the wise words from blokes like yourself and Freddie and Hindy and Blocker.
That's a bloody honour to be part of it. To be honest,
you can go and grab your new limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New cans today. And get some advice, you blokes who know about winning. MG, I think you might have made a slip up, mate.
I did.
A few calls coming through.
MG has some advice for the Blues. Just win it. Catch other Origin legends sharing theirs on the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New cans throughout Origin.
It's the show Sydney loves to hate.
Ew.
To love.
Nobody loves it better than me.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
It's Sydney's number one sports show. It's the only place you need to be all week as we head towards game two of State of Origin. MG, all week we're giving away tickets to that. The Blatchy's Blues tickets for you and a mate. They just have to hear you make a slip up, a factually incorrect statement. Mark in Holsworthy, you believe you've heard a factually incorrect statement?
Yes, I heard MG say that Craig Bellamy used to play for the Tigers. It was actually Canberra.
Ooh. Let's go to the tape.
Mate, I'll tell you what, he's a very underrated player when he played for the Tigers.
Yeah, nice work, Margie.
You're off to Blutchy's Blues, brother.
Yeah, you've won tickets for you and a mate to head along to on Sunday, State of Origin Game 2 at ANZ Stadium. It's thanks to the Star Sydney, official home of the New South Wales Blues. You and your mate will get one of the smart wigs powered by the Star. It's the next generation of next generation wig technologies. And, Marky, you'll get to hear the dulcet tones of myself and Gus Wallen on Sunday in the inbuilt radio that'll be in the ear of your wig.
Fantastic.
That's the way to play it. MG, up next, we've got to talk to one of the newbies in the State of Origin team, Ryan James, captain of the Gold Coast Titans.
Rhino.
Big forward, like yourself. Big piggy.
Can't wait to chat to him.
Eats the meters up the middle.
Yeah.
Excited?
Career best form at the moment.
You don't think he should be in the team, though?
Oh. Wow. Don't you say anything.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with MG, and the big announcement, MG, the teams have been named, New South Wales being named yesterday by Brad Fittler, did it to a robot, which was interesting.
That's Freddie.
That is Freddie. And, of course, the Maroon side being named this morning. 20-man squad named for New South Wales. No Regan Campbell-Gillard, obviously that broken jaw. Terrible luck for your boy from the Penny Panthers, but three new names come into the extended squad for New South Wales. Matt Pryor from the Sharks, Luke Keary from the Roosters, and this man who joins us on the line now, the captain of the Gold Coast Titans, who had a terrific win on the weekend against the Bulldogs, and he played very well indeed. Ryan James, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Rhino. Congratulations, mate. Well deserved.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, ecstatic. Once I got the call up on Saturday night, you know, it's a childhood dream to pull on that blue jersey. And, you know, if I get the chance, I'll take it with both hands. But if not, I'll do my best to make the team better.
Well, we keep reading and hearing about Freddie basically called you before Origin 1 and said you were in the team. And if it wasn't for the fact that David Clemmer had such a big game for the Doggies that Sunday, the game was picked, that you would have been in the blue jersey game one. So that must have been a little bit disappointing. But this overrides that, I say.
Yeah, that was obviously devastating news. Knowing that you're in the mix and then going home, packing the bags and then unpacking them 24 hours later was always tough. So I thought the best way to go about it was go out and have two good games, and I believe I did that against Souths and Bulldogs. So yeah, that's all I could do. I could kick stones, but yeah, just thought go out there and try to play the best of my ability and try and wiggle my way in.
I thought you were going to say just go home and have about 6 or 7 beers then. Which you could have done anyway.
Well, he didn't say he didn't. Hey, Ryan, you've come into camp and you've come into a squad which there's been a lot made about the camaraderie and the likability of all the blokes and the want to play alongside one another. How has it been coming in for yourself and Matt Pryor and Luke Keary? Has it, you know, what's the environment that Freddie's created there?
Mate, it's great. Yesterday we all just sat around together and, you know, just ate dinner together and the no phone rule. You just end up talking to each other and learn everything about each other, and everyone, they welcomed us with open arms. So it's been great last 24 hours, and we just did a little walk-through field session with no shoes on, and it's about 1 degree here and not used to this cold weather from being from the Gold Coast.
When did Freddie put the call into you about the joining the squad for game two?
After the game down here, after the Dogs were out for dinner, and yeah, he asked to stay down, but I only packed for one night, so I only had one pair of jocks and bought one shirt down and had nothing. So yeah, went shopping yesterday and got ready for camp.
How it is at the minute? There's obviously going to be someone disappointed. I've narrowed it down to two. At the top of the show, I said that Tarek Sims probably deserves his chance because I don't think he's ever played any better. But I wouldn't begrudge yourself or Matt Pryor the chance to play your opening game for the Blues jersey either. Either yourself or Tarek or Matt going to walk away a little bit upset.
Yeah, that's it, and that's just footy. And you know, I'm extremely proud and happy just to be that part of the squad, then the pull on the jersey would be something special as well. So, yeah, obviously someone's going to be disappointed, but I'm willing to give my all for the state.
Without giving too much away, I know you don't know as much as anybody, but any early indications of has Freddie or Brandy got your side and said, mate, get ready to play?
No, there's been no early indications yet. We sort of just did a walkthrough today, and hopefully over the next couple of days we'll figure it out.
Your teammate at club level, Jai Arrow, obviously a part of the Queensland setup. Any banter back? You know, it's mate v mate, state v state. Any back and forth thing between you and Jai?
Yeah, they've both been sending texts saying they're coming for me, but yeah, they're soft.
That's cool.
Fun, mate. Look, again, it's I love the fact that players get rewarded for their play, and this team That's why there was 11 debutants in game one, because the team picked themselves, as Freddie said, and you picked yourself because your form has been outstanding, along with Matt Pryor, along with Tarek Sims. And let's just hope that the coin toss is in your favour, brother.
Cheers. Thanks for that.
Go on, you, Rhino. Thanks, mate.
Ryan James, a part of the Blues squad for game two. We wish him all the best. Ripper bloke, and he's in good form.
Yeah, he's early favourite. I think he's the favourite to don the... I think it'll be a swap.
Like for like.
Like for like. Out comes RCG. In goes RJ.
Well, we await that official announcement from Brad Fittler. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Almost out of time, but up next, MG, we've got to finish this as we do every Monday.
Miami G.
Performance of the weekend from the big fella. Any hints as to where it's going today?
Ole!
It's the Rush Hour with MG.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Oh, yes, MG, we are almost out of time for your Monday. It's been a bloody great Monday. It always is. But big show coming up tomorrow. Mile Jedinak, captain of the Socceroos, the only man for the Socceroos who's put the ball in the back of the net at this stage of the World Cup.
Best beard that I've ever seen, too.
It is outstanding. Yeah. We are going to be speaking to him tomorrow to see how the team is tracking ahead of their all-important game against Denmark off the back of that loss
this
to France.
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. We also have more tickets to State of Origin Game 2 to give away via MG Slip Up. It gets your chance to be a part of the Blatchy Blues. It'll be outstanding. But MG, as we always do on a Monday, we've got to finish with this.
Well, lots of contenders this week, Liam. The Socceroos were brave against the French.
You can't give your performance of the week to a team that lost.
These are contenders.
Okay, I apologise.
Yeah, Switzerland drawing against Brazil, the powerhouse that is Brazil.
You can't draw and get your performance of the
week. But it was a good performance. Yeah. Robert Jennings, 4 tries.
That was a good performance.
That was a great
Thursday night.
Josh Hodgson back and get me in the match in 40 minutes of footy. That's a big performance. Yeah. But the winner is... The L3, hey Pablo. The Mexican soccer team in dethroning the world champions, the Germans.
1-0.
Unbelievable scenes at the stadium. The Mexicans went mad, as they should have. What a historic victory. So the L3, as they're known. Get my MEG this week.
Did you watch that game? Did you see the look on Chicharito Hernandez's face?
Mate, the coach was under pressure before this tournament as well. So, well done. That's what makes the World Cup so compelling to watch.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'll tell you, you know the only coach who might be under more pressure than the Mexican coach? The Russian coach. Oh. Did you see he received a phone call from Vladimir Putin in his press conference?
They won 5-0.
You can't ignore that phone call, can you?
No.
The MEG are going to El Tri, the Mexican national football team. Well done to them. Mate, big show coming up tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Mile Jedinak, captain of the Socceroos, here tomorrow on the show. MG, we got to go.
Hope you can join us. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
That's been the Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast with the legendary MG. If you want more words of wisdom from Origin greats like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer and Menzies, pick yourself up the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new today. Hey.